This is my contract. So, what do you think?
So 1/6 is yours?
Yes. The money that I gave Sasan was 10 million, but now, Father, it's worth a whole lot more.
Oh. So it means you have made a profit, huh?
Well, I sure do hope so. How much is 1/6 of this place?
And who does the rest belong to?
2/6 belongs to Sasan and the rest to someone else. But this is the only thing that me and Sasan are partners with. I mean, when it's finished, we'll sell it and then we'll each take our own share.
Mm-hmm. Good. So what's your share?
Right now, I think it's about 25 million. But when it's finished, I'm sure it'll be much more.
Hmm. Well done.
So, do you think it was worth it?
So why didn't you tell me this before?
Well, we only recently got the shop. The money was somewhere else before.
Very well. Let's go.
Where are you?
Hello?
Oh, hi. How are you?
Yeah.
I wanted to see your shop.
Oh, it's a bit of a mess. How about we see it later?
How's business doing?
Not bad, you know. We're quite busy.
It's good to be busy. You know I'm out of work.
Well, you know, whatever I have belongs to you.
Good thing you remember that. I don't want to keep you from your work too much. I came to ask you about Said. He said that with the money you got from him, you've made him a partner. Is that true? Why didn't you mention this before?
Look, I didn't tell you because you know how Mohsin is. He already hates me as it is. Whatever I want to do, he's suspicious of me.
I can accept that. But if you don't have any problem with him, why should you be frightened of him? You certainly don't look out for his son. You make him a partner in a shop, and also find him a job.
A job?
Yes. He said you introduced him to that restaurant manager. Answer me now.
Sure.
Did you know that Layla is the owner of the restaurant?
Layla's the owner?
Don't play the fool with me. Tell me what's going on.
Nothing's going on. I've been there a couple of times. Your friend Mehran wanted to talk to that woman, that's all. I saw that they had put an ad up and Said needed work.
Is that the whole story?
I swear to you, that's all of it.
Did you know that that woman was an acquaintance of Mohsin?
What do you mean, Mohsin? No, I had no idea.
Do you see much of Mehran?
Just a couple of times. I went to see him in prison. Why? Has he been released?
This is for Saturday. Saturday the 26th. 60 kilos of rice. Also 14 kilos of lamb beef. 20 chickens, which all together comes up to 314 meals.
314.
And this is for Sunday.
Wait a minute, Mashrahim.
Does it match your accounts, madam?
The number of meals is about right, but the checks that were cashed don't match.
What does it mean?
A number of the checks we got from the company have gone missing. I phoned the bank. The checks have been cashed, but not deposited in our account or registered in the books.
So what has happened, ma'am?
Mashrahim, put all these away and don't say anything to anyone yet.
All right, ma'am.
Hello.
Hello, Bita.
Is something wrong?
No, we just have a little mouse.
A mouse?
Yeah, it has made a home in the storeroom. It must think it's very crafty.
Has something happened?
Get to work for now. At the end of the day, come into my office and I'll tell you what has happened.
Yes, ma'am.
Hello.
Hello. Said, come to my room. I want to talk to you.
What happened? Why is she so upset?
I don't know. She didn't say anything to me.
We'll know in a minute.
Are you coming from university?
No, I was with my father. We had some things to do.
How are your studies?
Okay.
Your exams are coming up. You should pay more attention to your studies.
No, there's no problem.
It's yours. Take it.
Is there anything wrong, Layla?
No. It's your salary. Take it. I don't want this job to be the reason for you falling behind in your studies.
I think I know exactly who's behind this.
You told me you wanted a temporary job to sort out your money problems. Those problems have now been solved, is that right?
Oh, yeah. I knew I was right. So what else do you know?
You didn't answer my question.
You know the answer.
What I don't know is why you stayed here.
Goodbye.
What's happened? Saeed? Saeed?
There you are.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Hello.
Oh, Saeed. What are you doing here? Shouldn't you be at the university?
May I ask why you refuse to leave me alone?
What's happened?
You got what you wanted again. You could have told me yourself. Last night I was waiting for you to come and talk.
Waiting for what? What are you talking about?
About me being simple and your lack of trust.
I still don't understand what you're saying.
Really? Now I'll say that lying isn't right.
That's enough, Saeed. Instead of the sarcasm, tell me what you want to say.
You went to my workplace last night, didn't you, Father? Did you or not?
So?
You sat there and told my employer whatever came into your head to persuade her to fire
me.
You're
jumping to conclusions, son. I didn't want her to do that.
You didn't? So I suppose the developments in my financial status are written on my forehead then. Enough, Father. You said study, I said sure. You said go to university, I said sure. So what have I done to make you feel you can treat me like a child, huh?
What's the number of that place? Answer me. I want to prove to you that you're making a big mistake, son. Saeed! 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 I'm talking to you!
Peter, excuse me. Peter, excuse me. Hello? What's wrong with everyone today? Oh, rats, what is up with everyone? One goes this way, the other goes that way.
Yes.
Excuse me, miss. I wanted to talk to you.
I told you to come at the end of the day.
But I'd like to talk now, if that's possible. I wanted to know if I've done something to make you upset.
I've put your salary on the table. I paid you up until today.
You mean you want to fire me?
I really don't want to call the police. Because the things that you said on the first day have stayed with me. I don't want to take you to court, because you're the same age as my daughter. So you'd better take your money and go.
I don't understand. Police, court, what have I done?
What have you done? Breach of trust, theft, scandal. But worst of all, you thought I was stupid and did whatever you wanted.
What are you talking about? Why are you accusing me of this?
You are a shameless girl. At least a million tomat has gone missing, and if I hadn't been checking, it probably would have even been more.
Miss, I haven't stolen anything.
Here, a list of the theft. Look at it.
You are mistaken, miss. I haven't stolen anything. Listen to me.
You better take your things and get out of here double quick.
Miss, you are making a mistake. Please. Please, I beg of you. I hope you remember what you did to me.
Why doesn't she answer? What's happened?
How should I know, Saeed? Look, don't upset yourself, but this is all your fault. Look, she's just been fired.
What do you mean?
I kept telling you and telling you, but you didn't listen. You kept going and sitting in the corner, talking and laughing until Layla got angry. I want to tell you something, and you listen to this. Go and write a letter or something to Layla, telling you I've made a mistake. Promise her you won't do it again. Psst. Maybe she'll forgive
Hello,
you.
Hello, Bita. Why don't you answer your phone? Where are you now? No, I heard what happened. I really have to see you right now. Okay.
Where are you going, Saeed? Listen, you were supposed to take me to your friend Sasan or something. Let's go to that studio. In a few days, the season's over and my CD won't come out.
Yabar, come Saturday and I'll take you there.
Hello.
Hello. What's going on, Bita?
I was fired.
But what for?
Because of you.
Layla actually said that?
I wish she had said that. She accused me of everything. My till was short and the money doesn't match all the receipts. She even said that I'd stolen from her. I wish I was dead and had never heard those things.
I just can't believe Layla would say such things.
What did she say to you?
She said, go and study.
So she fired you too?
Indirectly, that's what she did.
What will you do now?
If I was there for 2 days, it was just because of you. I just don't know why Layla got rid of you. I suppose my father went there and found out about us and told her to somehow prevent me from going there again. Why fire you?
I really don't know. It was as if she couldn't hear me. I begged her. I told her I really needed this job. Living expenses, money for my dad's treatment and medication, but it was as if she didn't hear what I was saying.
Okay, well please, calm down. It'll be okay.
What am I going to do?
There's always work to do. You'll find another job.
My dad.
Your father what?
Forget it. You have loads of problems yourself. Sorry I've upset you. I'd better go.
Hold on a second, Bita.
I have to go. My dad's got an operation.
How much do you need?
Well, I have a little, but I need a million more.
I'll get you the money today. I just have to do something else first, okay?
Thank you.
Yes, Sabah Catering Service. Can I help you? Yes. With saffron, no rice. Soft drinks? 2 orange. We'll send them to you. Yavar, give this to Mash Rahim. Yavar?
Is that it?
Yes.
Hello.
Hello, Saeed. I'm sure you haven't come to us about work.
Not at all. I've just come here to ask you why.
It seems to me you're very upset with me.
I'm upset at myself for making someone else lose their job.
So you've seen Bita.
What difference does it make? I've come here to ask you something.
Please calm down a bit.
I am calm. I promise I won't set foot in here again, Layla, but please allow that girl to come and work here. She really needed this job.
Oh, so Bita really wants to come work here?
I'm asking you.
I'm really sorry. It's impossible.
But why?
Well, I told her. Why didn't she tell you anything?
She said you accused her of something.
So she told you, but you didn't believe it.
Of course I didn't believe it.
If I repeat it, will you believe it? And if I bring you proof and documents? Mr. Saeed, it's absolutely clear that you have fallen for her. That's why you won't believe me. And your dad is worried about the same thing.
Oh, so he knows too. Is he really worried about this?
Your father is worried that you have fallen for her with your eyes closed.
Good, I have my answer. So now he's passed all his worries on to you. Thank you so much for all of your sympathy. Goodbye.
Tell me, what's happened?
Quieter, Auntie. Everybody can hear you.
May God be with us.
Promise me that you won't tell anyone and I'll tell you.
Okay, I promise not to tell. Will you tell me before I have a heart attack?
My friend needs money for his dad's operation. That's all it is.
No, Saeed, not money again. I can't handle another financial headache.
Oh, please, why a headache, Auntie? You haven't been listening to me at all. I want it for someone who's ill.
But who is it?
You don't know them.
How much do you want?
2 million.
2 million?
2 million? Not at all. But 1 million will be enough for now. Keep it in perspective. 1 mil. I wish I had someone else that I could turn to besides you.
Saeed, I haven't got any. I had some of the money your dad gave me left over, and I spent that on tomorrow's get-together.
If it wasn't a life-and-death situation, I wouldn't have come to you. God is my witness. I've come to you because I know what kind of person you are, that you have a heart of gold. I swear on my mother's soul.
All right, Saeed, don't swear anymore. I have a bit of Nima's savings that I can give you if it's urgent. Is that going to be a problem?
No, of course it's not a problem. Just don't tell him it's for me, okay?
No, I won't say anything, but you'll have to wait till tomorrow to get it.
Thank you so much. I have to go.
So you told him what the girl did?
But I'm sure he didn't believe me.
What do you know about this girl?
Well, 2-3 months ago, one of our customers introduced her. They said she was in need. When I spoke to her, I realized she was really a clever girl. And so that's why I decided to help her out.
What about her family?
Well, she told me that she has an ailing father who she has to care for. It's getting cold.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Look at you, Haji. You haven't changed.
You won't believe this, but I really wanted to see you, Fahd. But not like this. Not in this way. You should have let me come to your house with a bunch of flowers.
A bunch of flowers is for a loved one who has died. A Haji has come back from Mecca, not a convicted criminal.
Oh, come on. What are you talking about, Fahd, my dear? You've always been very dear to us, and you still are. And what are you up to?
What can I say, Haji? In the few days I've been back, I've done nothing but look around me at everything.
And what have you seen, huh?
Lots of things have changed, but the people are still the same.
Tell the truth to Haji. What about me? Have I changed?
You have gone a bit grayer, and the shop is a bit bigger. I'd say 4 times bigger.
Consider this shop and everything in it to be your own. Don't worry about your age. After some years, it'll come upon you too, you'll see.
Oh, come on, Haji. In the last 5 years, my hair's gone white. If only none of this had ever happened.
Don't regret the past. Put your trust in God, and you can start again.
I have to find myself, Haji. In prison, I only had one problem. Outside, I have thousands. What plans I had made for my freedom. Now I am absolutely lost.
Why lost? You know lots of people, so why not come off it? Your wife's brothers, Haji Mohsen, Haji Reza.
I know. Tell me about it. I came here to be cheered up.
Is it still the same old conflict?
When nothing has changed, Haji, it means it's still fresh. Supposedly, my sentence is over. But still, I have to live in this house. See him every day, and all the ill feeling comes back.
When you called, do you know what went through my mind? I thought to myself, if only I could give everything I own to have one day. Just one day of those bygone days back then. For us all to get together again. Me. You, Haji Mohsen, Hossein Saburi.
You okay, Haji? I told you I came here for you to cheer me up, not for you to make me miserable.
I will do something to lift your spirits again. Look, I have things in mind for you.
There you go, son.
Thanks so much, Auntie. Let me kiss your hands.
Eh?
Please tell me, how can I thank you?
By being truthful and reliable.
And Auntie, you haven't told Nima, have you?
No, I didn't tell him, but pay it back soon.
Okay, then. I'll go and give it to them. Poor thing.
Please come back soon.
Okay.
Marzia, dear, I'm waiting for you.
It's nothing important, brother.
Yes, it is. Last night I was with Layla. She told me things about the relationship between Said and the girl who worked here. So if anything is said or anything happens, I should know about it.
Don't let him know you know, okay?
We'll see.
Said borrowed 1 million from me. He said the father of one of his friends is in hospital and they really need the money. So I gave it to him. Hello.
Hello. Bita, there are loads of guests back home, so I have to get back quick.
Okay.
I wish you could come.
Do you really mean it? Let's go.
What, you'd really come?
Why not?
Well, it's not that easy. I'd have to find a way to introduce you somehow.
Well, then I'm one of your friends.
No, I can't say you're a friend. You know, we aren't that kind of family. I'd have to make something up, This is the 1 million you wanted.
Oh, wow. Thank you. How could I repay you for this?
You'll repay me somehow. But for this afternoon, could you arrange for us to go see your dad?
We can't, Said. You see, my family are like your family. Who do I say you are?
You're right. It's awkward. So how is your dad?
Just the same. Like before.
What are you waiting for?
Nima, you should take it.
You're worried again, aren't you?
I don't know why, I'm just so nervous now.
I told you, the elders will talk it through. You and I are just gonna listen. Come on, let's go in.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, Said.
Hello, cousin. So, are you going in?
Yes.
After you.
You first.
Hello.
Hello, Amir. Hi.
Amir.
Hello.
Hi. I'm going upstairs. I'll be right back.
Stop, Amir.
Okay.
Hello, everyone. What's new?
Hello, How Uncle.
Hi, everyone. Hello, Uncle.
Hello. You're welcome. Hello.
Thanks. I just have to go to my room for a second.
Mazir?
Yes?
I see that you've got everyone working, huh?
I'm ashamed, brother. God willing, I'll put it right at Rehan's wedding.
Oh, then we'll have to wait until then.
Guys, Dad's right. Nothing's certain yet.
Oh, come on.
Don't believe a word Rihanna says.
Whatever fate decides.
Marzia, come here a minute.
Hey, Mom.
Yes, love?
The salad's finished. Can you give me that dish, please? Thanks so
okay.
much. What is it, brother?
Tell me, what do you want me to do?
I told you on the telephone. We have to set a date for Nima and Zora's wedding. Her mother and father are coming. After lunch, when everyone is together, you should bring up the subject.
Very well. What does Farhad think?
I don't know. Not that he isn't taking it seriously, but he just doesn't know what to do. Whenever I want to discuss it, he tries to change the subject. He says, "What's the hurry?" I know what the problem is. It's because he's out of work and hard up.
Listen, I would like to know what all
Excuse me, Hajireza. Come with me for a minute.
Okay. I have to go, brother, so I'll leave it to you, okay? Not now, Farhad. Any other day you want, we'll invite him, whenever you want to.
What are you worried about? It's all over now. Everybody has realized that none of this was Sasan's fault.
I know that, but...
But what?
You see, he doesn't fit in with the rest of the guests.
He doesn't fit in? With who exactly? With Mohsen? Is that who?
No, it's got nothing to do with Mohsen. There are other people coming too. I have invited Zora's mother and father.
I thought you said that this occasion is for me being released. Is that it?
Of course it's because of you. But I thought that because we're all together today, we can finally set a wedding date for them. Farhad, I spoke to you before about it. Don't you think we should make it clear at this point?
Marzia, do I have to hear this from you?
Oh, for God's sake, Farhad.
Here, this is for you. Hello? Uncle Farhad, how are you? Everything okay? I'm just hanging out with one of my friends. Come to your house now? Tell me, can I come later, maybe? Okay. Right now. Yes, goodbye.
Hello.
Hello. Why are you all still up here?
I was just going downstairs.
Where's your dad?
In his room, in there.
Mohsen.
Hello, brother.
Hello.
How are you?
You're still here. Come downstairs.
When everyone arrives, I'll come.
So you've had another argument with Farhad.
Oh, it's already becoming a routine now, brother.
Maybe for you and Farhad. But what about Marzia and the rest of us? You don't want them to find everything out, do you?
My dear brother, I'd appreciate if they tell Farhad that. He's got a problem with me. There's so much animosity when he looks at me. He's always looking for an opportunity to lash out at me.
He's proud, and he feels like a failure. We both must give him a chance. I might even take him under my wing. How are things going, Farhad?
I'm great. Couldn't be better.
I hear you've been to Nima's shop.
He wants someone to count his money and hand it to him. I just go there for something to do, not a job.
Tomorrow, come to my workshop. No. Better still, I'll come and pick you up. I have some ideas for you, Farhad.
You were always very kind to me.
No, I'm not just saying it. I do need you and your management skills.
I appreciate the fact that you think I would be useful to you, but I've spoken to one of my friends. We'll be working together on a new project.
Very well.
Uncle Farhad?
Thanks a lot.
Hello. Come on in.
Hey, Vahid, what's up?
Thank you.
Hello.
Hello, Sasan.
Hey. Hey, how are you doing today?
Hello.
Hey, what's up? You good?
Welcome, son.
Thank you.
Come on in. Here, son. Sit here. Help yourself. I have to go and see to the kebabs. Have a seat, please.
Thank you.
Sit down. Feel at home.
Please.
Hello, sister-in-law.
Hello, Mohsen.
Nice to see you.
Hello, Uncle Mohsen.
Hello, dear.
Hello, how are you?
Fine, thank you.
Oh, hi, Sasan.
Hi, Vahid. What's
up? You're most welcome.
How are you? How are you?
Hello.
Well, please make yourself at home. I'll be right with you.
Sit down, please.
You must forgive me for coming here like this, you know. I was mountain climbing when they called suddenly, asking me to get here right away.
Mountain climbing? You mean you were mountain climbing just like that? I bet there was a storm up there, too.
As it happens, I paid a lot of money for this hairstyle. I think maybe it costs as much as an electrician's monthly salary. I bet it's probably 20, 30 years you haven't been to the mountains. It's very easy now. You just get on the ski lift and go up.
Really? And you just pop a few pills to make you look all buff and fit, huh? Like some bodybuilder type guy, huh?
It's Uncle Farhat's fault. I told him any gathering in which you are present is for classy people, not the likes of me.
Aye. It's such a shame. You finally say one good thing, and your Uncle Farhat didn't even hear it. Where to? Sit. You are Farad's guest, not mine. Actually, I'm glad you came. Your Uncle Farhat ordered me not to bother you ever again. There's just one thing, though. What's the story about the shop?
What shop do you mean?
Whose is it? I mean, who is the main owner? Whose name are the deeds in?
Look, I think I've told Said everything he needs to know.
And Said, being as gullible as he is, believed you.
I see, so we're back to where we started, right?
You mean you're telling me that you've changed?
Come on, that's enough, Mohsen. It isn't right for us to go on arguing and ruin this gathering.
Oh, well done. You have learned how to threaten now. Look. Go get the deeds ready. I want to see them. You can go now.
Hello, Sasan.
Hey, how are you?
So we finally get to meet Sasan. Hello.
Who do I have the distinct pleasure of meeting?
Zori.
Congratulations to you. So you are Zori.
Thank you very much. I've heard a lot about you from Nima.
I'm ashamed. Well, you'll get to know Nima better and you'll realize that sometimes he says things that you shouldn't take too seriously.
But you should never ever take what Sasan says seriously.
That's one thing you shouldn't take too seriously.
Let's go over there.
Why have you come outside?
I thought I'd get some fresh air. The weather's lovely.
Yes, it's lovely.
It's better we're not seen together. Come over here.
Why? This is in the house. In such a gathering, nobody cares about these things.
Your dad came after me.
So don't be on your own, so he can corner you.
Why didn't you tell him about the shop?
Wait, was I wrong to ease the pressure Farhad was putting on you?
Don't you know your own father? He won't give up until he finds out.
All right, okay, don't get all heated up. When the shop is up and running, everything will be okay. Until that time, find a job.
Come on. You're out of work again?
Yeah, come on. Come on.
You must be tired.
Thank you.
Give it to me. Listen, you stay here and help Dad, and I'll go and see to the other stuff.
Okay. Let me help you, Dad.
Thank you very much, but I can do it myself.
Listen, Dad. I was so happy when you came home earlier, you know?
Were you happy that I was released or that you could get your hooks into Nima?
No. Obviously, because you're back home, of course.
Where do you live now?
Just down the road, 27th Street.
So you live downtown as well?
Just like you do.
No, we don't belong here. Hasn't Nima ever told you where we used to live?
Yes, he said. He said you were in debt to some people and they took your house and everything else from you.
That's a load of nonsense. It's not good to talk about something you don't know about. It's better to keep your mouth shut.
Sorry, Dad. I didn't mean to offend you.
What did you tell your own mother and father? You probably told them that Nima's father had gone on a trip to the beach in the south of France, or to Switzerland to look after his company or something.
Neither. I just told them the truth.
The truth? What would you know about the truth?
The truth is that you did something and were put in prison.
I was innocent when I was put in prison.
Innocent?
What's the matter? You don't believe in it?
Well, if you want the truth, No.
It seems that Mohsen has brainwashed you as well, right?
You mean Uncle Mohsen?
I mean the same person who has thrown you at my son.
Excuse me? But I don't know what you're talking about.
Now we're on the same level. That day when they told me about you, it didn't quite register. But when I finally got out of prison, I understood what a deep hole he has dug for himself now.
I'm really sorry for you.
Zori.
What happened?
What happened, Zori?
Nima, please call my dad and tell him that wherever they are to go home.
But what for?
Nima, please just do what I ask of you.
Wait, Zori.
What's happened, Zori, dear?
Nothing. If you don't mind.
Wait, Zori. Calm down a little bit.
If you don't open this car door, I'll go to the top of the road and get a taxi.
Okay. Who are you calling?
Hello, Daddy. I don't feel well. I'm coming home. No, the party's over. You go home, too. Goodbye.
You've really done it now.
Your dad has ruined everything. I knew from the beginning he didn't like me.
What did you say to Zori?
You said that she was quick to answer back, but she is rude and disrespectful. She has already insulted me.
You're inconsiderate, Farhad.
He's not inconsiderate. Because of the grudge he holds against me, he wants to destroy his son's life. Because I introduced that poor girl. Have you really managed to sink so low, Farhad?
Get out of my sight, Mohsen, before I get really angry.
Farhad. Mohsen, that's enough. Marzia, call Zori. I want to talk to her. Please, the rest of you enjoy your lunch.
Hello. Hello, Uncle. Yes, she's here. She's okay. No, she won't come. You go ahead. Go and eat lunch. No, Uncle. What? Come where?
Please, just tell me where you are. Okay.
I apologize to everyone. Everyone get up and eat your lunch. I'll go outside.
No, you go sit down. I'll go after.
Reza, you don't get it, do you? It's not the time for peace and reconciliation.
Thank you.
Nima, hold on. You go to your room.
Sorry, I can't.
So sit down and keep quiet.
Really? And why shouldn't I say
Nima,
anything?
Nima, just listen to me. Hello.
Hello.
Hello, Dad. Wait a second, Dad. I want you to set a date which is suitable for you for our wedding.
Nima!
Mother, I'm neither being rude nor insolent. I'm just asking his opinion politely, that's all.
You want my opinion? Tomorrow morning is good.
Are you having me on?
Yes. How much is her dowry?
What?
Marzia, how much is this girl's dowry?
14 gold coins.
Okay. Give it back to her and send her home.
What do you mean?
Sooner the better. Now you listen to me very carefully, young man. The only date I can plan for is for a divorce, not a wedding.
Did you hear what he just said, Mom?
I told you that this isn't time for talking, but you're stubborn and you won't listen.
Tell me why I have to divorce her. Just tell me what it is you don't like about her. 'Cause she's related to Uncle Mohsen? Because he introduced her?
Because she is impertinent. She doesn't respect her elders.
Zori isn't like that.
She is! She can't help herself. Mohsen has brainwashed her too.
Brainwashed, he says.
It's not nice to eavesdrop. When are you gonna learn? Get inside.
Hello.
Hello. Said. If you wanted money, why didn't you tell me?
Oh, great. Auntie couldn't even wait just one day. My God.
That is not an answer.
The reason is just this. Answering all these questions, of course. If I want money, I have to answer to everyone.
Why don't you just tell me that it isn't to your advantage for me to know about it?
I'm sure you'll find out about it eventually. There's no need for me to tell you.
Who did you want money for? Huh? For that girl? The one your boss fired?
Nima, Auntie, and now there's a new channel, Miss Layla. Great job, everybody. So tell me, Father, is there anything that you don't know?
That girl. That's what I don't know about.
Ask, and they'll all tell you. They're reliable sources.
Answer me. Do you know what she has even done?
Yes, I know. Did they tell you? Her crime is very serious. She actually spoke to me at work.
Don't change the subject. What is your relationship with her?
Why tell? You already know everything. You've already judged me. Just sentence me and let's get it over with.
Ah. So I have the right to believe it, right?
Father, you have the right to do anything you want.
So then tell me that you didn't give her the money.
No.
It's a lie that you see her regularly. It's a lie that you have fallen for her!
No, Father, it's not a lie. I gave her the money because she needed it. I see her and we talk because she's a very nice girl. We see each other because we care for each other.
I can't fall off the I can't walk on the sardam. Tokori badenam kendi ke fikrishem nemi kadam chasun dil buridi az deli ke pay to gire ke az in badtaram bashi vase to nafasesh mire nemi tersam age gahi damun bi asar mishe hamishe lahze ye akhar khoda nazdiktar mishe تو رو دست خودش دادم که از حالم خبر چشماشو یه لحظه بر نمیداره. از دست من میری، با دستای خودت داری همه خستیم و میگیری. دو کردم تو بازم با چشمی که نخوابیده، مگه میزار دلتنگی، مگه گگه همون میده.
مریضم کرده تنهایی، ببین حالم پریشونه.
من
تو رو دست خودش دادم که از حالم خبر دار، که من تو از تو چشماشو